You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Senator Chuck Schumer says industrial hemp growers and processors in New York need easy access to capital to help them thrive to potentially create thousands of jobs in central New York. He visited a 100-acre hemp farm in Cortlandville Monday. Schumer says despite his efforts that led to the passage of the Hemp Farm Act in the last agriculture bill, farmers are struggling to get financial backing.
And while hemp has been legalized, a good number of financial institutions are reluctant to make loans and extend services to hemp-oriented businesses. But I will be pushing the regulators to issue regulations and guidance so that financial companies will be willing, eager, and happy to make loans to this burgeoning industry.
He says some banks are simply worried they might get sued by making loans to the hemp farmers and processors because they lack the proper guidance from the FDIC and other regulatory powers. Alan Gandelman is the owner of Main Street Farms and New York Hemp Oil. The first bank he worked with canceled him as a client after 6 months.
And then after that, we went to five different banks who all said no. Luckily, a local credit union decided to kind of take a risk and bank with us, and they've been amazing. You know, we grow the hemp, we process it, and then we sell our products online. And about 2 or 3 months ago, all of the credit card processors shut us down, and we weren't allowed to sell our products online, costing us a lot of money and lost revenues.
Gandelman's hemp product with CBD oil is called Head and Heel and is sold in grocery stores. Schumer plans to ask the FDIC and the Office of the Comptroller of Currency to make it clear to lending institutions that providing banking services to the hemp industry is legal. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.